This is Formula One Unfiltered, Unscripted. I'm your co-host, Riley Goodwin.
And your other co-host, Caleb.
Today, we're going to be doing a bit of a basic episode. It's episode one, after all. So we're going to be explaining what is Formula One.
So Formula One is the highest division of competitive single-seat open-wheel racing. There's various categories of open-wheel racing from Formula 4, 3, 2, and 1.
The sport's existed for roughly 75 years. Ferrari was the original team, and they actually competed against themselves, funnily enough, with eventually McLaren and Williams joining, and they're actually the second and third oldest teams that still exist today.
It's a single-seat sport, but it's still a team sport with the pit crews and two drivers for the same company team racing collaboratively, but not collaboratively. They're against each other, but they're working together.
You also have something called a team principal, which is basically the overall captain of the group. They decide what you do. They make all of the really big decisions. This sport might not seem like a sport to a lot of people. After all, it's just dudes racing in cars. It's not like American football or soccer where people are out on the turf, they're on the grass, they're getting all rough and running a lot. But you actually battle extreme G-forces, not unlike a fighter pilot does, where you have to make a lot of split-second decisions at more than 230 miles per hour.
This sport is pushing the limits of human and machine capability with extremely unique and boundary-pushing engineering in the car world and humans facing large G-forces, massive necks.
Getting down to the real basics of it all, though, there's something called a Grand Prix. This is race weekend. You have practice sessions, qualifying, and the race itself. And there's 24 Grand Prix weekends, and these include 6 sprint races. There's 10 teams and 20 drivers this season, though next season this is going to change because there will be an introduction of another team, Cadillac, from the U.S., which will make it 11 teams and 22 drivers. You have everybody on this track, from multi-year world champion drivers like Hamilton and Verstappen to rookies like Antonelli and Hadjar.
There are 21 countries that have races, with the USA actually featuring 3.
There's 4 historical tracks from the first F1 season in 1950. Silverstone, Monza, Monaco, and Spa. But you might be wondering, Grand Prix, you keep mentioning this. How does a Grand Prix even work? Racing events take place over 3 days, typically Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with media days usually on a Thursday. Fridays feature 2 60-minute free practice sessions, with 1 practice session on a sprint weekend. Saturdays feature the main qualifying event, where there are 3 stages to determine starting lineup for the race. Sunday is the feature race, where points are given out to the top 10 racers.
What is qualifying? Qualifying is what determines the starting grid for the feature race on Sunday, with first place in qualifying starting first in the race. It's broken up into 3 sessions. Q1 is the first qualifying round. It's 18 minutes long, and the 5 drivers with the slowest times at the end of Q1 will not come back to Q2. They're eliminated. They stand where they stand for the starting grid. Q2 is a 15-minute long session, and the slowest of the 5 drivers in this session are also eliminated, and we'll start where they start. Q1 is the final round of qualifying. It's 10 drivers, and it lasts 12 minutes. And that determines what place the final 10 drivers are in the starting grid for the race.
Earlier, we mentioned sprint races. Now, sprint races are interesting. After all, we mentioned there's only 6. And they happen the same weekend as Grand Prix weekends. Basically, the FIA thought there wasn't enough races, so they added sprint races to make it a little more exciting. And a sprint race, like it sounds, it's fast, short. It's a shorter version of a feature race with about 1/3 the length of a normal race. When there is a sprint race, though, there's only 1 60-minute practice session on Fridays and a sprint qualifying session following that. Sprint qualifying works the same as regular qualifying, with sessions being 12 minutes, 10 minutes, and 8 minutes, respectively. On Saturdays, before the feature race qualifying event, there's the sprint race. Points are given to the top 8 racers, though it's fewer points than in the feature.
How long do races last? Each race has a set number of laps based on the distance of the track. All the tracks are different sizes, so they have different number of laps. And the length of the race is the fewest number of laps that exceeds 189.5 miles. Therefore, the races generally last about 2 hours unless they're impacted by a delay or a red flag.
What are flags and what do they mean? There's a lot of flags in Formula One. They can get confusing really easily. I know I was definitely confused about them, but they're similar in other sports, some of them. If you've ever watched football, American or otherwise, the basic flags are similar. A green flag starts the session or warm-up lap. It means everything is okay and the track is clear. A red flag signals officials have decided to stop the qualifying, practice session, or race for reasons from a serious incident to poor weather conditions. In a race, drivers would reduce speed and line up in the pit lane, waiting for further instructions. Otherwise, they would just go to the pit lane at a reduced speed.
A yellow flag means that there's an issue on the track. It's a signal of danger. Usually it's caused by a crashing car that can still drive, or wet conditions, just anything that would cause people to have to go slow and possibly pit. When waved once, drivers reduce speed and cannot overtake another driver. A double wave means drivers reduce speed significantly, can't overtake, must be prepared to change direction or stop due to a hazard or partly on the track.
Or in certain situations, there are marshals on the track. There have been situations where protesters and random people have run onto the track, and drivers have had to avoid them. It could easily end up very dangerous, so if you're thinking about it, please, do not go on the track during a Formula One race.
A yellow flag with stripes means that there's a deterioration of grip levels on the track because of water or oil, such as when it's raining or when a car has an engine issue that causes an oil leak.
White flags represent a much slower vehicle ahead of them on the track. This is often seen in practice sessions. A blue flag has a lot of different meanings. In the pit, it means there's an oncoming car approaching. Like when you're on the highway and you want to merge, there's obviously going to be other cars, so you have to watch for them. Basically just telling you to take caution when leaving the pit lane. In practice sessions, it tells slower drivers they're about to be overtaken. During a race, if it's shown to a driver, they're about to be lapped. They have to let the driver overtake them at the earliest convenience. Ignoring this blue flag could mean penalties for the driver. A very interesting flag that's not seen very often is called a Code 60 flag. It's a purple flag with a white circle containing the number 60. Or sometimes this is represented by a yellow flag that's just displayed out and about. This represents a whole track speed limit, the purple flag that is, of 60 kilometers per hour, or 37 miles per hour.
A black flag is used to disqualify a driver and order them to return to the pit. This decision to use the black flags is left to stewards and is rarely used. A black flag with an orange disc, however, signals to a driver that there is something mechanically wrong with their car that may pose a risk to them or others. The car can rejoin the race if stewards allow, but otherwise the car remains in the pit and the driver retires for the race.
A black and white flag, which is different from a checkered flag, is represented by a diagonal divide of black and white. Oftentimes represents unsportsmanlike behavior. Like, this just means if there's any further actions similar to the ones before, it'll result in penalties. The checkered flag, the one pretty much anybody will recognize, represents the end of a session and is waved until all cars cross the finish line. There's also flag panels stationed around races to help make sure the message is clear to drivers. Like, if you pass a flag, you might not quite notice it, as there is something known as a grandstand, where oftentimes people are wearing bright colors to represent their favorite driver, which can sometimes be the same colors as a flag. So these screens and stations make it more obvious what's going on the track.
How do these cars even work? There's a lot of things that goes into these cars. Physics, math, chemistry, everything. Bodywork, suspension elements, turbo hybrid power units, 8-speed paddle shifters, 18-inch tires, so much more. The car is powered by the power unit, which is an internal combustion engine and a hybrid power battery motor. There are front and rear wings pushing the car down, giving it grip. That's the downforce, the aerodynamics, The engine is a turbocharged V6 that revs all the way to 15,000 RPM.
Which for normal people, like me, who didn't understand a word he just said, means the engine goes, like, really fast. I still don't understand what any of that means, but I know it goes fast.
This power unit is, like I said, the internal combustion engine and the hybrid electric motor. The turbocharger attached to the engine to help it generate even more horsepower. According to the FIA, drivers cannot use more than 4 internal combustion engines, power units, everything, 2 energy stores and control electronics, and 8 of each of the 4 elements that make up a set of exhaust systems. Otherwise, it'll cause grid penalties. Currently, cars use a 10% renewable ethanol fuel.
Teams, probably the thing you were most excited to hear about. There are 10 teams in Formula One, them being Ferrari, McLaren, Red Bull, Mercedes, Racing Bulls, Alpine, Kick Sauber, Haas, Williams, and Aston Martin, with an additional team coming in 2026, that being Cadillac, which will be our second US-based team to join the grid. Many of these teams are based in England. That's where all of these cars are made for a lot of these teams, as England obviously has a very rich history in racing. Ferrari and Racing Bulls, on the other hand, are based in Italy. Alpine is a French company and it's based in France. Kick Sauber is based in Switzerland. And of course, Haas, which is our other American-based team, is based in the US. But they also have 2 other bases in England and Italy. Each of these teams has 2 drivers, which make up the whole 20-car grid. These drivers are Lewis Hamilton, which a lot of people not even into racing have heard of, as he's shot to stardom, been at the Met Gala and all these other events. Charles Leclerc, Oscar Piastri, who is our current leading world champion in the points, Lando Norris, currently in second, and Max Verstappen, extremely famous, 4-time world champion and 4 times in a row. Yuki Tsunoda, George Russell, Kimi Antonelli, Liam Lawson, Isaac Hadjar, Pierre Gasly, Franco Colapinto, Nico Hülkenberg, Gabriel Bortoleto, Esteban Ocon, Oliver Bearman, Carlos Sainz, Alexander Albon, Fernando Alonso, and finally, Lance Stroll.
In each race, the top 10 drivers in the standings at the end earn points towards the World Driving Championship. First place earns 25, second 18, third 15 points, fourth 12 points, fifth 10 points, sixth 8 points, seventh 6 points, eighth 4 points, ninth 2 points, and 10th 1 point. In a sprint, the top 8 earn points, with the first getting 8 points and the points decreasing for each place.
The current standings in Formula One for the 2025 season are Oscar Piastri in the lead with 266 points. Lando Norris with 250. Dun, 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 dun. Max Verstappen with 185 points. Russell following closely with 157. Leclerc, 139. Hamilton, 109. Antonelli, a rookie, with 63. Albon, also with 63. Hülkenberg, 37. Ocon, 27. Hadjar, another rookie, 22 points. Gasly, 20. Stroll, also 20. Lawson, one of the other rookies, with 16 points. Alonso and Sainz, also with 16. Sainz. Tsunoda with 10. And the last of the rookies, Bearman, 8. Bortoleto, 6. And Colapinto, finally, with 0 points. Now, all of our sources that we use to gather this information will be in the description. Of course, we mostly use the Formula One websites themselves.